Tuesday, June the 2nd, new moon. Doreen and Maxwell stayed the night. Maxwell was supposed to sleep on the sofa, but he cried so much that he ended up sleeping in the double bed between my father and Doreen. So my father was unable to extend his carnal knowledge of Doreen. He was as sick as a pig, but not as sick as Maxwell was. Ha ha ha. Wednesday, June the 3rd. Went to school today. Couldn't concentrate. Kept thinking about the stick insect. She has got lovely white teeth. Straight, of course. She made some jam tarts for when I came home from school. She's not stingy with the jam like some women are. My father is smoking and drinking heavily, but he has been made temporarily impotent, according to Doreen. This is something I do not wish to know. Doreen talks to me as if I were another adult instead of her lover's son, aged 14 and 2 months and one day. Thursday, June the 4th. Doreen answered the phone to my mother first thing this morning. My mother asked to speak to me. She demanded to know what Doreen was doing in the house. I told her that my father was having a breakdown and that Doreen Slater was looking after him. I told her about his redundancy. I said he was drinking heavily, smoking too much, and generally letting himself go. Then I went to school. I was feeling rebellious, so I wore red socks. It is strictly forbidden, but I don't care anymore. Friday, June the 5th. Miss Sproxton spotted my red socks in assembly. The old bag reported me to Popeye Scruton. He had me in his office and gave me a lecture on the dangers of being a nonconformist. Then he sent me home to change into regulation black socks. My father was in bed when I got home. He was having his impotence cured. I watched play school with Maxwell until he came downstairs. I told him about the sock saga. He instantly turned into a raving loony. He phoned the school and dragged Scruton out of a caretaker's strike meeting. He kept shouting down the phone. He said, "My wife's left me. I've been made redundant. I'm in charge of an idiot boy. Maxwell, I presume. And you're victimising my son because of the colour of his socks." Scruton said if I came to school in black socks, everything would be forgotten. But my father said I would wear whatever colour socks I liked. Scruton said he was anxious to maintain standards. My father said that the England World Cup team in 1966 did not wear black socks, nor did Sir Edmund Hillary in 1953. Scruton seemed to go quiet then. My father put the phone down. He said, "Round one to me." This could well get into the papers. Black socks row at school. My mother might read about it and come home. Saturday, June the 6th. Oh, joy. Oh, rapture. Pandora is organising a sock protest. She came round to my house today. Yes, she actually stood on our front porch and told me that she admired the stand I was taking. I would have asked her in, but the house is in a squalid state, so I didn't. She is going round the school with a petition on Monday morning. She said I was a freedom fighter for the rights of the individual. She wants me to go round to her house tomorrow morning. A committee is being set up, and I am the principal speaker. She wanted to see the Red Sox, but I told her they were in the wash. Doreen Slater and Maxwell went home today. My grandma is coming round tonight, so all traces of them have got to be wiped out. Sunday, June the 7th, Whit Sunday. Grandma found Maxwell's dummy in my father's bed. I lied and said that the dog must have brought it in off the street. It was a nasty moment. I am not a good liar. My face goes bright red, and my grandma has got eyes like Superman's. They seem to bore right through you. To divert her, I told her about the red sock row, but she said rules were made to be kept. Pandora and the committee were waiting for me in the big lounge of her house. Pandora is chairperson, Nigel is secretary, and Pandora's friend Claire Nielsen is treasurer. Craig Thomas and his brother Brett are just ordinary supporters. I am not allowed to hold high office because I am the victim. Pandora's parents were in the wooden kitchen doing the Sunday Times crossword. They seem to get on quite well together. They brought a tray of coffee and health biscuits into the lounge for us. Pandora introduced me to her parents. They said they admired the stand that I was taking. They were both members of the Labour Party, and they went on about the Tolpuddle martyrs. They asked me if the fact that I had chosen to protest in red socks had any significance. I lied and said I had chosen red because it was a symbol of revolution. Then I blushed revolutionary red. I'm turning into quite a liar recently. Pandora's mother said I could call her Tanya. Surely that is a Russian name. Her father said I could call him Ivan. He is very nice. He gave me a book to read. It is called The Ragged Trousered Philanthropists. I haven't looked through it yet, but I'm quite interested in stamp collecting, so I will read it tonight. Washed red socks, put them on radiator to dry, ready for the morning.